Today is Vietnam Veterans Day. Originally known as Long Tan Day, the 18th of August commemorates the Battle of Long Tan, where 108 Australian and New Zealand men defeated 2,000 North Vietnamese and Viet Cong troops. The welcome back from the conflict to 1970s Australia was less than ecstatic, and this, combined with post-traumatic stress disorder, made normal life nearly impossible for the veterans. Retired Lieutenant Colonel and Vietnam vet Gary McHale has published 10 books on Vietnam. His book, Going Back, describes the benefits of returning to former battlefields as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. He routinely takes groups of veterans back to Vietnam himself to aid their recovery. Reporter Sam King spoke to Gary McHale about his experiences.
What we found is that going back gives them closure.
Mm.
It allows them to reconcile, if you would, with what has happened. And I think it allows them to put a lot of negative thoughts to bed. And they're able to sort of see that things have moved on since they were in Vietnam and that they can as well.
Now, you're a veteran of Vietnam yourself. It was such an infamously tangled conflict. Obviously, I can't begin to imagine the horror of being there. How did you feel coming back to a thankless Australia?
It was pretty ordinary, to be quite honest. We were treated shabbily. I always explain that the two reactions we got were either animosity or apathy.
Mm.
And a lot of guys, especially the national servicemen who were in the army for 2 years, and they would literally be in the war zone one day, and then within a period of 2 to 3 days, depending on where they landed and how far they had to travel home, they would be thrust back out, probably the word tossed back out is more appropriate, into the civilian society. And depending on where they were going back to, sometimes that was a less than friendly reception. And it was very hard, therefore, for the guys to readjust. And many of them just simply put a lid on it.
Mm.
And that sort of did not help at all with anything like post-traumatic stress.
Now, I'm going to get a bit personal here, if you don't mind. Did you yourself struggle with PTSD?
I got a pretty good hit of it. Would you believe in 2004?
Mm.
I mean, I really did not expect to find myself struggling with PTSD so many years after the event.
Mm.
I was in Vietnam doing a tour, but I was also doing some research, and myself and another veteran were up in a place called Tan Nguyen doing some community work by helping the local People's District Committee find a mass grave of Viet Cong soldiers that had been killed during the Battle of Coral. And the local field force policeman there did not like us at all. And he checked our paperwork and found that we had an irregularity in our papers, our permits to be at a sensitive site. And he marched us into jail at gunpoint.
Mm.
And we were unable to contact Saigon because we're outside cell phone range. And so it was a pretty ordinary day until they released us just on last light and were sent packing back to Saigon. And when I came back to Australia, I had 14 days of horrific nightmares. So bad, I was really worried I was going to wake up in bed and find my spouse next to me dead.
Wow.
So I went and saw help, got help, saw my GP, got referred to Vietnam Veterans Counselling Service, saw a psychiatrist who debriefed me, and then I went and did counselling with a psychologist. And after about a dozen sessions or so, I guess, I was put back on the straight and narrow.
So where'd you get the idea to return to Vietnam to help out with PTSD? Did you do this? Is it something that helped you?
Well, it wasn't initially to help out PTSD. It was a bit of a byproduct. What I found was that by taking guys back on tours, because I'd done so much research on the war, I was able to give them a better feel for what was going on in Vietnam. And what I found found was that of all the guys I took back, there were none that were not glad they actually went back. It was it was treatment by accident, I guess.
That was former veteran Gary McHale speaking with Sam King. That's it for The Wire today. We'll be back again tomorrow, broadcasting from Sydney, so please tune in then. I'm Ellen Leibeder. Thanks for your company.